April 28th, 2020, month-end meeting at 6:30, and regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock. Ready, and then I'll go up there.
Okay, where are your hands?
You want to care about it?
I'm not.
Scared of it?
It'll make my life happy.
There you go.
Alright.
Yep.
Well, it might.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the April 28th audit meeting for the Monroe Town Board, where we will approve the vouchers for this month. With that, can we get a roll call, Lynn?
Councilman Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Newman?
Here.
Councilmember Leclerc?
Here.
Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzner?
Here. And I know that there are some vouchers that may need one or two more signatures, but we all have seen. Okay. So the first, we've got a couple, five items, five vouchers for discussion. First one is one from Amshire. I'll need town board approval to bind their insurance policy renewal for the period of May 1st, 2020 through April 30th, 2021. This policy includes our automobile, property, umbrella, crime, and general liability. The cost of this policy is spread out among all the town's various accounts, and the total is $94,942.90.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion on that? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And we can do a transfer now. I think we can do that. All right. So we will go ahead with the transfer for that account. So I'll be seeking a resolution to transfer funds in the amount of $699.11 to be transferred from account A1910.4, which is the general unallocated insurance fund, and that the same amount be transferred from A1990.4 general contingent account. And this is to pay for the 2020-2021 insurance policy with the insurance.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Jeff, you want to run down through the rest of the discussion item, or do you want to do all the account transfers right now? For the budget. Okay. All right. We'll continue with the account transfers. I also need a motion to increase revenues as follows. $9,767. To account A3089, which is a general fund grant. We can do these at the same time. And we need a motion to increase expenditures in the same amount for account 7310.4, which is a general beach contractual fund. And this is so that we formally recognize and accept the grant that was generously provided to the town of Monroe from the Glens Falls Foundation for repair of the beach pavilion. So somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And then the last resolution, I will need a motion to increase revenues in the amount of $5,000 to account A2089-8. Which is the General Recreation Donations Fund, and expenditures by the same amount to account A7140.4, which is the General Recreation Contractual. And the reason for this increase is to recognize the donations from the South Glens Falls Youth Baseball, the South Glens Falls Girls Softball, and the Stewart's donation to replace the concession stand floor at our recreation park facilities.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Thank you, Mayor.
I guess you got that, Lynn?
Yes.
First one, okay. Any discussion? All in Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you for that. And then continuing down, we have four topics of discussion remaining. Vouchers, I should say. The next is Aqualogics. We have a voucher that requires town board approval for the field service to check on the industrial park flow meter reading, which was reading high. This includes travel time and on-site time. It will be spread among the water and sewer accounts, and is in the amount of $1,185.50.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion?
So this is, so the flow meter is for the sewer, correct?
Yeah, so what was happening, we weren't, well, we had a problem with the flow meter, and then when we replaced it, it was accurately reading. We found out that the amount that the town was paying for going across the river was actually higher than the amount that we were really sending across the river. So this will help us financially with those various accounts.
Okay.
Any other discussion? I think we had the roll call on it already.
No.
No, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
No.
Motion carries. Unanimously. The next voucher is completed by Bartlett Ponte Stewart Road. It's a combined vouchers for the months of January, February, and March of 2020. The total cost for town general legal services in those vouchers is $10,658, which requires town approval. This didn't get paid in the monthly way we typically do it, because of some things that are going on with staff, as well as with the COVID-19 outbreak, which caused the town to have to cut essential employees by at least 50%, but this will get us up even more.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion carries unanimously. The next item is a voucher from Volution Sons LLC, which also needs town board approval for an amount of $250. If you recall, when we did the work at the transfer station effluent pump, we had an amount not to exceed, and they did that, and then it required additional conduit and some wiring scraps and miscellaneous supplies, which they were unaware that they would need that once they got into the job. So it exceeds the amount which was approved previously by a town board resolution by $250. So I'll need a resolution to authorize that payment for an additional $250. This would come from account TS8160.4. The total cost would be $11,114.30 for the fix, but the motion is for an increase of $250.
Motion to approve.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the final voucher for discussion this evening is from PS Technical Services. This is a combined total for two vouchers, which exceeds the $1,000 threshold. And are you looking for a total of $1,338 or just the $420?
Total of $1,338.
Okay, so we had previously approved, actually we didn't approve it at all, right? This is for additional work for wrapping up IT services with their firm. So this is for a total amount of $1,338.55. This would be spread out among various accounts across the town. Somebody would like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
Is this finished up all?
Yes, this is it.
Okay.
So now, we are now...
Just go to that?
Yes.
Okay.
So, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. So that's all I have for just for discussion.
Yep. You see a yellow tag that is, I'm sorry, pink tag that page is.
Okay.
I missed that one. I didn't, yet I didn't sign it. And I indicated that it was missing signature. Oh, wait, you know what? Here, do you want to put that in here and let it follow its step through? Okay, so all those will run this through again. That was not before. That was intentional, so now I'm good.
We can zoom in or out.
No, we zoom in on it?
No.
Can we talk with just you?
No. Did I have to do anything?
These all signed with the three?
You're all signed. You can check over there.
No, that's fine. doing this, keep you aware. Okay, I might be seeing that one, so.
While we're waiting, I just want to take a moment to thank Jeff Cruz, as well as my confidential secretary, Lisa Sperry. Later on in the regular town board meeting agenda, I will be asking the board to accept the resignation of our special project aide, Rudy Click. And Jeff and Lisa have picked up the slack in my office to make sure we have a seamless effort in making sure that the audit is completed in a timely fashion. So thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Not that he has a lot of spare time to do it with either. I mean, they both are very busy in general.
Jeff drew the short straw this evening, and he'll also be our audio technician, video technician for the town board meeting this evening. Is that everybody's good on the sign? Let me know when you're all set. You're good? All right, I'll entertain a motion to pay the bills as audited.
So,
second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried unanimously. And anything else for the audit meeting? If not, entertain a motion to close the audit meeting.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Thank you, Jeff.
Under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
on this evening's agenda is the approval of minutes. We have March 24th, 2020 audit meeting and the March 24th, 2020 regular town board meeting minutes. So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And at this time, I don't have a need to set any future meeting workshops. I don't know if any other board member does. And item three on this evening's agenda is I'd like to just give a brief update on COVID-19, what's going on statewide as well as Saratoga County. And as of 5 p.m. this evening, there were 3,110 new cases statewide in New York, and that brings a new total for New York State to 295,106 cases that have tested positive for the COVID-19 virus. Here in Saratoga County, I'm providing updates from the County Public Health Department that is on our website. We're doing that daily. As of this afternoon, there were 343 confirmed cases in Saratoga County. Of that total, 7 are new today. Saratoga County Department of Public Health Services announced this afternoon that 11 of those individuals are hospitalized at this time. And I'd also like to make the public aware, as well as board members, that Saratoga County and some community partners will be hosting a Facebook Live event, which is tomorrow, Wednesday, April 29th at 10 a.m. You can find more information on the town's website, where to go to view that. And I just have to give a shout out to not only the town of Moreau staff that continue to do their job and keep government operating, those at the county level as well, public health and safety, are doing yeoman's work to stay on top of the COVID-19 crisis and protect our residents. So I want to make sure that we give a shout out to them. Here in the town of Moreau, as I indicated a little bit ago, I continue to post daily updates on the town of Moreau website that we're receiving from the county. I have been able to secure 5,000 cloth reusable masks that we have here at Town Hall. If you call Town Hall, we will make sure that any resident that needs a mask while supplies last can receive them. We're taking those calls and then setting those masks outside the building so there's no direct interaction between town staff and our residents. And as I indicated, we have 5,000 and we will distribute those while supplies last. I've also provided those reusable masks to the Moreau Community Center. I want to give a shout out to Don Nichols and her staff, who are also assisting in providing those masks as needed there. So it's a group effort to make sure we get that out. I know that my office, the phone has been ringing off the hook, so I know the message is out there. It's on our website, and we will continue to distribute those masks until we no longer have them. For those that are viewing remotely, all you need to do is call Town Hall. The number is 518-792-1030, extension 6, which is my office, and we'll make sure that you have access to those masks. Town Hall continues to remain closed to the public, but we do have enough staff, essential staff, that is keeping government operating, so the town continues to function. It's the same with the rec department, the water department, highway, transfer station, although we are unfortunately mandated to cut staffing by 50%, so we're operating every other day at the transfer station. So hopefully, as the governor allows various businesses, entities, government operations to start up again, we can get those hours back to normal so that we don't have some of the lines that we're experiencing, particularly on Saturday mornings when people are lined up to utilize the transfer station. But the unfortunate part is because there are so many people home, they're doing a fantastic job cleaning up their homes and their properties, so it's putting a little bit of strain on our operations on the transfer station. And then finally, I received a call from David Byrne, who I know that the board has heard from in the past. He works with RenewEnergy.com. Their business is involved in the solar industry. And they also have one of their offerings that they provide films that are, I guess, are solar impregnated, that is effective against coronavirus, SARS, MRSA, E. coli. You can put it on the surface of doorknobs and things like that. And it sounds like a good idea. These adhesive films destroy 99.9% of the viruses and bacteria because they have multiple layers of silver in them. They're activated by the touch, the heat in your hands, as well as light pressure when you touch them, and the salt from your fingers. So he did, at my request, provide some pricing on that. I would ask board members to take a look at that pricing, see if it's something that you're interested in, and if you'd like to move forward with that, we can get on the agenda for the next board meeting and maybe do, you know, at least town hall, highway, anywhere where you have, once we open up the public, just to reduce the chances of those germs. And finally, under the COVID-19 update, I did extend the state of emergency declaration for the town of Row for another 30 days. Ours had expired on April, I believe it was 17th or 18th. I extended it effective April 16th, just so that we were covered moving forward. And I will post that declaration on our website, as is all our other COVID-19 information. Item 4 on this evening's agenda I have listed as streaming webinar services. Between the last board meeting and this evening's board meeting, we had asked for a quote from our new IT firm, Stored Tech, and in order for this meeting to be properly operated to meet the requirements of the state's open meetings law, they put together a proposal for us, which the town board agreed to in writing. We did not formally do it at a board meeting because we needed to have the equipment for this evening's meeting, so it was a little bit of a catch-22. But the board was in support of it. We had received a quote from Stored Tech, which was originally approximately $3,100, and that was if we didn't have any equipment that they could utilize. The good news is that we were able to use one of the spare towers that we had so that we could film and operate this session and have interaction with the public. And so that reduces the cost of Stored Tech down to $1,566.79 from the estimated $3,100. And we'll also need approval for the subscription to Zoom for the whole year, which is $780. That will be a separate voucher. So I guess to memorialize the approval that we received in writing here in the open, I would entertain a motion authorizing Storage Tech to provide the equipment and the service in an amount not to exceed $1,566.79.
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there any discussion?
This will also be used for the planning and design.
So exactly. So the other reason that I thought it was important that we move forward in this direction is because we will have, we had canceled the planning board and zoning board meetings for the month of April. And, you know, we don't want to slow down or have a backlog of approval of projects that are in the hopper, particularly with the planning board. And so the same technology will be used by the planning board as well as the zoning board. So we will continue to operate.
That's great. Thank you to you and Storage Tech for getting on this, because so many people have projects going and we're all on hold until we have these meetings. Mm-hmm.
And I think we needed a vote on that. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And also hand in hand with that, I'll need authorization to obtain an annual subscription from Zoom in the amount of $780.
Motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And just before we move on, I want to thank the board for responding. I know it was short notice when I sent out the email. I think it was on April 23rd. You know, it was tough to get things, you know, in a timely fashion. And in order for the equipment to be here this evening, we had to do it that way. So we couldn't have an open discussion on it. But, you know, all the board members were on board with it. So thank you for that. Item 5 on this evening's agenda, I have listed as a sewer infrastructure grant proposal. The LaBerge Group, I apologize that board members may not have gotten this until today. I'm not sure. Lisa indicated that she thought they didn't get it, that your folks didn't get it until today. There's a proposal from the LaBerge Group to assist us in securing additional funds for our $16 million sewer infrastructure project. There's two sources of funding that they'd be willing to work with us on to apply for grants. The first one is the Northern Regional Border Commission, where we would be in the running for up to $1 million in grants. And the reason that I have this on the agenda this evening, and we can table it until the next board meeting, but it'll be a challenge because the grant deadline is May 15th. And the fee for that is $3,500 plus expenses. I spoke with Don Rowe, the town engineer that we're working with on this project, and what we're looking at expenses. It's supposed to basically for photocopying, things like that, shouldn't be more than $50 to $100. So not a big expense, but that is listed there. So that is in the amount of $3,500. And then we have an opportunity through another funding source, the Empire State Development Grant Program, which will fund up to 20% of the cost of a project up to $2 million. And that would require a fee of $5,000 plus expenses. Now, these are challenging times to be spending money that, you know, for any kind of money at this time, with the challenges that we're going to be facing for town budget as we move forward. However, the board did commit to doing everything we could when we moved this project forward to for the residents in the proposed sewer district. And if we're successful in securing this funding and a portion of it, these expenses can be reimbursed by the sewer district. You know, right now, they would not be reimbursed by the sewer district. So in talking with them, we had a long conversation this afternoon about the probability of being successful. And he indicated, as we're all aware, a lot of these projects are shut down across the state. Ours is not. We continue to move forward, which makes us, gives us an even higher probability that we'll be successful in obtaining some level of funding in these grants. And if you all recall, during putting last year's, or this year's budget together last year, we had earmarked monies for economic development. So my recommendation would be to authorize the supervisor to sign this proposal for both grants and $3,500 for the Northern Regional Border Commission grant, as well as their work on the Empire State Development grant. And we would be able to utilize funding from account A6460.4, which is the economic development account, and add, as of March 30th, $44,939. Now, I think this is a prime example of an excellent use of those funds from an economic development standpoint, too, especially with the possibility to significantly reduce the cost of people in that district, the economic development component, and most importantly, there's an opportunity for us to get reimbursement down the road. So that would be my recommendation on it, but I'll certainly welcome comments from
I love that. I'm all for it.
So I think we'll go ahead and go for it. So would somebody like to make that?
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
That is my, you know, I like to say it's not tough to spend money in the climate that we're in right now. It's anything going on, but I'm a firm believer that sometimes you have to spend money to save money. And this is a prime example of that. But it certainly would be, I don't want to say gamble, but it certainly would be gamble. It would be gamble. I don't know if you're going to get it or not, but I think it's certainly worth it. We can grab either one of these if you manage just to cut down the cost of that project. So I'm certainly in favor of that.
Any other comments or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries unanimously. Thank you. I think, you know, and I appreciate the fact that this was like coming to you acting on this evening with the deadline of May 15th that's coming up, because our next board meeting, I believe, would be May 12th. And that doesn't give them a lot of room to get things taken care of. So I appreciate that.
And they've done great by us.
We've gotten to date $4 million in grants, and as well as 30 years earlier as well, so it does get a good amount.
No, I don't think they're leading us down to something that we're not holding to be.
Okay. Now, I have a request from Paul.
Ms. Bittner just texted me. She wants to let us know that she is available if we need her to call. She thought we were all going remotely.
Okay.
So she just wanted to let us know.
Oh, we want to welcome the town's esteemed council, Carla Bittner, on board, who is with us. And we certainly reach out if we do have any legal questions along the way. So, good.
She said thanks.
So the first item I have under agenda item 6, which is highway, we do an annual spring limb branch pickup around town. We put this on hold. Paul had originally requested town board approval prior to us canceling the previous town board meeting, and he would have started the program on April 20th. It would run through May 15th. My suggestion would be to authorize Paul to do that service. He'll have all staff on board for next week, so we'll have the staff do that. He indicated that it requires a minimum of 6 men to perform the service safely, and obviously they'll be practicing social distancing. And my recommendation would be to authorize the pickup to occur, and we will post, once I get detailed information for the date, we'll post it on the website, and we also do an advertising annually in the Post Star and the Chronicle. So we'll include that information so that our residents know when we're going to start that.
Great.
Perfect. Okay.
So no, I think it's great because I drive around my neighborhood and there's piles, and I think you people are wondering when it's going to happen. And I was a little nervous when I heard it might not happen, so I didn't want to knock down all the doors and know those piles are. So I think it's great we're going to do it.
Okay. And again, we'll get the date that we'll run that for.
I just think it's, you got a chat window up, so I'm actually not visible, but I don't think I'm not visible to the viewers.
There we go. And okay, so I'll entertain a motion authorizing that to take place with the proper ad from the push start and file.
So moved.
Second.
Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And the next item on highway, the board is aware one of our new trucks was hauling stone from the industrial park, and my understanding is that I'm in the safe mode on the way to the destination. And upon review, we had actually a call to a dealer, and I think it's Troy, if I'm not mistaken, or who's involved, probably who's involved, right? What they said was the exhaust gas recirculation valve has completely not working, which caused a leak in the antifreeze tank from back pressure. So both of those items need to be replaced. That's a $3,800 repair. It would come from a account DB5130.405, which has a balance of approximately $32,000 in that account. The good news is that I believe this is a potential that this could be covered under the Navistar MaxForce engine settlement. And so I know council is reviewing this with the highway superintendent. The deadline to file a claim is May 11th. So I would ask for two resolutions. The first, authorizing the repair in an amount of $3,800. And that would be for, that delivery sales and service out of school, out of Hoosick Falls, in an amount of $3,800. And as I heard from Paul, I believe this is a dealer service repair only, so he did not get two other quotes. This would be for repairs on truck number 13.
So moved.
Second. I talked briefly with Paul about this today. He said we had to pay it within a certain time frame, too, to be eligible for that reimbursement from that possible settlement. So if we have the approval to do that, it should be done in time.
So we can pay a pre-audit, can't we? So I'm here with the motion authorized that we make the expenditure, and that it also authorized that we pay the pre-audit.
So moved.
Ms. Bender just wanted to check with that she will be working with Paul on that for the plan.
Awesome.
Thank you.
So, can we move that? Mm-hmm. Do we have a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye. Yeah.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And then the second half of that, we'll need a resolution authorizing town attorney to work with the highway superintendent to file necessary paperwork so that we have an opportunity to receive funding from that settlement.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries, and for the clerk's benefit, that is the Navistar MaxForce engine settlement, which has a deadline of May 11, 2025. item I have for Highway, Paul's looking for authorization to purchase some brooms for the sweeper. They are out of what they had, the ones that they have used have now worn down because they've been doing a lot of sweeping. And so he has, this would be a request to purchase the necessary room for truck number 40. It would be 6 main brooms and 7 gutter brooms. He does have 3 quotes. First one is from Monroe Tractor and Latham, with including freight. It looks like $1,875.35 plus freight of $175 for a total of $2,050.35. The next quote he has is from United Rotary Brush out of Plain City, Ohio. That's for $2,296.15. And the third quote is from, I think it's Syncon Equipment Incorporated out of Rush, New York, for $2,568. Highway Superintendent is recommending that we go with Monroe Tractor in the amount of $2,050.35. This will be paid from account DB5130.405, which, as I indicated earlier, has a balance of approximately $32,000.
She's here. Just listen and talk as well.
Awesome. We have a second. Any discussion? Did you have a second? Yeah. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And just want to give a little update on the Highway Garage. As everyone is aware, we are working through the necessary upgrades for HVAC down there. And we'll be starting the roof replacement shortly after that. At last week's construction meeting, which I think was out on Thursday, they're still anticipating a completion date of April 30th for the HVAC. I'm a part of the weekly updates, construction meetings down there. And one of the issues was the location of the stainless steel heaters that anchor the ceiling. We did move them out of the area where the trucks are on a lift to be worked on. And they should be able to accommodate the necessary flow where they are. An issue came up on how to vent, where we should be venting them out of the building. It was originally spec'd to go out the sidewall, but again, that ventilation ductwork impeded operations in the lift area. So we all agreed to punch up through the roof. So we will, it'll actually save money to go up, but we'll be coordinating that venting when they start putting the roof on. So everything's on schedule there. And I believe the materials for the roof should begin arriving on site next week. So we're on track to get that funded up.
Great.
And I do have notes that took place at all these construction meetings in my office. If anybody wants a copy of them, just reach out to Lisa and we'll get you a copy. Item 7 on this evening's agenda is the MS4 Stormwater Report for the period, it was March 2019 through March 2020. I'm required by state law to make the public aware that the MS4 Stormwater Report has been completed for the period of March 10, 2019 through March 9, 2020. And the draft report is available for review on the town website, also in the town clerk's office, and the highway department. Should the public have any questions or comments, they should be directed in writing to Maureen Lurkes, who is the storm management officer for the town of Monroe. The address is 1543 Route 9, Moreau, New York, zip code 12828. Or you can also email those questions or comments to hwy@townofmoreau.org. So, there we have it on the record. Item 8 on the agenda I have is a dog control officer. As the board is aware, our dog control officer is resigning effective May 1st, 2020. She did give us proper notice. However, the board needs to officially accept the resignation. And before we do that, I just want to thank Alicia Flau for the work she did while she was with the town of Moreau. I know that a lot of the headaches that my office was dealing with went away immediately when we hired her. She did a great job and for the town and for our residents. So we wish her well in all her future endeavors. So I need a motion to accept her resignation.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. And then I just want to point out that that position is advertised on our website. And I'm not sure if we've done any advertising in the newspapers, but it has been on our website since we received notification from her March 16th. We have received some resumes. I encourage anyone who may be interested in the position to apply and go to the town website, get a copy of the application, download it, get it here to town hall. And I'd ask the personnel committee or all board members for that matter to take a look at what we've received so far so we can start the process to backfill that position as soon as possible. Yeah.
In the meantime, do we have a plan to call the county?
So, yeah, the county would be involved because we have a contract. So, but we would like to get that taken care of. We have an individual that has a very good background in working with people, with the public, I should say. Looks promising, but if there's others out there, anybody knows of anyone, have them apply. We'll work on it. Item 9 is listed as a special project aid. That's Rudy Click. Rudy has been with the town of Moreau for a number of years, essentially doing the job that my office is now having to do through our principal account clerk, Jeff Cruz, and my confidential secretary, Lisa Sperry. He's been with at least three, maybe four administrations here.
Rudy, yeah, he was here when I started, and this is my 13th year.
So with all that's going on with COVID-19 and the uncertainty with when things will return to normal, he thought it was prudent that he resign to give the town an opportunity to get somebody in there that could do the position. So we'll have to talk about that. It's a part-time position. My biggest concern and focus is maintaining employment for everybody, especially with the tough budget that we have coming up. And while we have that opening, I'll be looking for ideas how to fill it efficiently and maybe do some other, expand that role to do some other operations that the town needs when that time comes. But we do want to wish Rudy well. He was great to work with. He did a fantastic job in all the numbers area, which probably the most important part in town government, making sure we have checks and balances and all his efforts in matching up the resolutions to the expenditures. He did a great job. So we want to wish him well and whatever he decides to do moving forward. Hopefully it'll take some more time and relax instead of working.
He's a real numbers guy, that's for sure. He really
Thanks, Rudy.
So we'll have to, I'll obtain a motion to accept his resignation.
Sadly, so moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? It's unanimous. So that position is also on our, I think it's on our website, I think. Have we advertised that? If it isn't, it will be tomorrow morning. So again, encourage everybody who may be interested in it to go ahead and apply. Again, still on the theme of personnel, I have item 10 on the agenda listed as our part-time code enforcement officer. And Peter Goslaw has indicated that he will be resigning effective the close of business April 30th as the town of Moreau part-time code enforcement officer. He indicated that it's been a pleasure to serve the community of Moreau. He was not a resident of ours, and he did have a commute that was involved to come down and do the job. I can tell you that he did it very thoroughly. You know, it's probably one of the tougher jobs in local government to carry out, and he did a great job with it. So we wish him well, as we did with our other employees that will no longer be working for us. And with that, I'll entertain a motion to accept his resignation.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. And again, that job is posted on the website.
Definitely stay busy when you see his report.
He certainly did. All right, number 11 on the agenda is municipal water IMA agreement with the village of Southlands Falls. I just want to give the board an update. I think we're pretty close to getting where we need to be on that. I had a conversation with town engineer Don Rhodes actually about an hour and a half ago with most recent information. Earlier today, I had reached out to Saratoga County Water Authority. I'm actually a member of the Saratoga County Water Authority Board of Directors. I spoke with their executive director, Hernandez, in letting them know what we would like to do moving forward with our agreement with the village. He thought that wouldn't be a problem. He's going to get it on the next month's agenda for a water authority meeting, so we'll have formal approval of that. And my recommendation, because there's a lot of moving parts with this, is that we do a similar agreement that we had in place before, but do it for a six-month term, because in 6 months we may be in a position with what we've got going on with the water district where we might have to tweak it a little bit. So, you know, if we're not there, then obviously we'll extend it for another 6 months. So if the board's okay with a six-month period on that, I'll work with Carla and Don on that. I'll get an email to the County Water Authority. If the board is all in agreement, I'll make sure I share it with it before it goes. And if everybody's in agreement, we'll get on the agenda for the next County Water Authority meeting and let the village know that they're all set.
Great. I'm glad to do that.
That's good.
Okay. And I'm making the patient trying to.
Yeah, no, we appreciate
trying this out on their end, and I just, you know, I'm glad we have a better answer for them now.
Yeah. Item 12 on the agenda is a standard work day for certain positions here at the town, New York State local retirement system requires that the local governing body, whether it's the county or the town, adopt by resolution the standard work day for certain positions, and they include supervisor, the assessor, and the supervisor's confidential secretary. So, I think, Leanne, do you have a copy of the resolution? Okay. And I think the board has a copy also. So, basically, it's a resolution where the following hours will be reported in the New York State retirement system based on record activities maintained and submitted by those officials to the clerk of the body. And for a supervisor, which is myself, Peter Kuzniers, the standard work day is 7 hours for a term of January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2021. Days per month based on record activities would be 22.48. The assessor, who is Leah Cronin, for the term of October 1, 2020 through September 30th, 2026, and that equates to 25.15 days per month. And then the supervisor's confidential secretary, which is Lisa A. Sperry, standard work day off school is 7 hours, and that would be for the period of January 1, 2020 through December 31st, 2021, which equates to 27.98 days per month based on regular activities. So I would need someone to move that resolution.
So
second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And for that vote, we will note that council member is, I guess, we'll formally absent, right? Is that how you record it?
Okay.
I think you just had to leave momentarily. Okay. And item 13 is supervisor items. First item I have is, before I go to supervisor items, I just, council member Downing, we did take a vote on the standard work days. You want to state for the record whether you would have been supportive of it?
I am supportive.
Okay, so, you have that note?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And, again, moving on to supervisor items, the first item I have is, I think board members have been getting notifications. I know my phone is ringing off the hook regarding the issues that we're having with the industrial park as far as people in there, target practicing, dumping a lot of garbage in there. So we organized a meeting. I want to thank the New York State DEC for being part of that meeting, as well as representatives from Borlex. We had council member LeClaire, whom all met this morning. We went down to take a look in person of, you know, what was going on there. I think we have a good resolution to how best address the issues that we're facing down there. The first thing we're going to do is ask our rec staff to post the property around the perimeter. The DEC officer indicated that, you know, if we have those proper postings in place, that he will then be able to take action for anybody who's trespassing on that property. There will be individuals that will have it monitored by camera down there. And hopefully that will assist us in minimizing trespassing. National Grid, working with the town and Borlex, we believe they will help us put up a gate in key locations that will minimize vehicle traffic going down into the key areas where they're actually doing the dumping. We also had our highway superintendent that was a part of this morning's meeting. And Borlex has agreed to pay for the cost of getting a 30-yard dumpster down there. And Paul and his employees, Paul has graciously agreed to utilize them to load up the sofas, the TVs, the toys into those dumpsters. So we thought the proper course of action would be to immediately begin posting. Second of all would be to get the gates in place, and once the gates are in place, then we'll get the dumpster, or the roll-off, and we'll get the town highway department down there to start working on it. Because really, if we can't keep the vehicle traffic out, there's really no sense in starting that.
Right.
Although maybe we should put the dumpster down there, leave it open, and they can throw it at the dumpster when they go down.
I'd like to know who did it, make them theirs.
So the DEC officer did indicate they have some leads on some of the dumping that's going on down there. So, and then, you know, as I indicated, I'm hopeful that we'll have some very good news here in the next 60 days regarding more activity in the industrial park. I think the more activity we have with tenants down there, it'll minimize the number of people that are going in there for the barrage.
Not more eyes, yeah.
So that is the question part. I received the correspondence from Nick Botkin, who is a South Plains Falls Village trustee, indicating that while it's extremely disappointing, the village board has made the decision to cancel this year's memorial ceremony due to concerns for health and safety in relation to COVID-19 outbreak. So, disappointing. Board members may have seen in the paper that the Saratoga Plan was awarded a $500,000 grant for trail planning between Saratoga Springs and Moreau. And that's incredibly good news. The town of Moreau has been involved in that endeavor regarding the Palmerton Trail, and this will, you know, help us go a long way in establishing, you know, multi-use recreational trails between, you know, that part of the county and the town of Moreau. And we have as a liaison, Bob Bittendale, who's been attending those meetings on my behalf when I'm not able to make it, so I want to thank him for all his involvement. I know that he's been very excited to participate in that. And this grant comes from the Sarah B. Falk Charitable Fund. People who don't know anything about Sarah, she was a Saratoga Springs attorney, who was very active in nature, loved dogs and horses, and the power of friendship. And so that donation was made on her behalf, so we're thrilled to have that. And the partners that are involved in this project include the City of Saratoga Springs, actually the County of Saratoga, the Village of Corinth, and the towns of Corinth, Greenfield, Moreau, and Welton. And we also have buy-in from the State Office of Parks and Recreation and Historic Preservation, as well as the State Department of Environmental Conservation. So we've got state, local, county governments involved. And we also have Skidmore College as a participant, and the Open Space Institute, obviously, Saratoga Plan. So very good things.
That's a huge tract of land. I didn't realize until they didn't they come here a couple years
ago? So the Southern Palmerton Range is over 40,000 acres. So it is, and it's predominantly forested landscape. And the three key recreation hubs are Roll Lake State Park, Daniels Road State Forest, and Lincoln Mountain State Forest. So it's a big area. And we're fortunate to be close to it. And next item I have under supervisor items. The board members, I believe, received a copy of the semi-annual 2020 explosive gas monitoring for our closed landfill. Board members have a copy of the results. They're all in the acceptable range. We did have some notes of some of the vent pipes that happened typically after the winter. They knocked over, coming out of the ground, and my office has reached out to Paul. He's going to have the staff down there making those corrections.
When did that come in?
Yeah, April 22nd.
I didn't get that. Did you
have that? Next item on the supervisor's items. A little while back, I received a request from one of our residents who happens to also be a veteran, Mr. Donald Amorosi, and he requested that the town of Moreau fly the POW-MIA flag, and he has graciously agreed to provide us with that flag. And so I responded to him on behalf of the town's residents, letting him know that we would be honored to fly the flag when he provides this to us. And he actually followed up with a thank you letter to me, letting us know that how thrilled he was to that we accepted his offer. So I know that I think Council Member Donahue is working with him to get the flag. As soon as we get that, we'll get it up on the flagpole here at Town Hall. And that's all I have for supervisor items. Under committee reports, as I indicated, I'm on the board of directors for the Saratoga County Water Authority. We had our monthly meeting last week, and just wanted to highlight some items that came out of that to make the board aware, since I am a member there, of what's going on at the county. In the report, the executive director, Ed Hernandez, said that due to the COVID-19 conditions, operations staff continue to remain separated, work out of various locations at the facility. Everybody's coordinating their activities via cell phones. The plant operated well last month with no hiccups. Lab results show that the water authority system is operating well within regulatory limits. He also noted that the city of Mechanicville has begun construction of a pipeline along Route 67 to connect the water authority at Coons Crossing, and we anticipate that they'll be accepting purchasing water from the county by the end of 2020. And the average, I think it's like the average sales for the month of March was about 5.6 million gallons per day.
That's a lot.
Yeah, so it's pretty close to last year. And as the board is aware, you know, we have that facility located right down the road where they draw the water out of the Hudson River. I know under committee reports, we also have the Transfer Station Committee was looking into the cost of oversized rugs. I know the Council Member Hogan and Donahue were on that committee, both have looked into it. I think you have an update or
recommendation. So for rugs over the size of 12x15, which at this point costs $25 for anything over that, we'd like to make it a 12 cents a square foot for residents and 15 cents a square foot for non-residents for anything above the 12x15 level. Obviously, we have to rely on some honesty from who's ever bringing the rug in, but with that, there's... If they're bringing in a truckload of rug, it's kind of like, okay, what do you have here? And I think that what we've seen is it doesn't happen often, but Ted has been kind of negotiating with one or two people that have done this, and he's gotten more money than the 25 because of the size of the rug.
Yeah.
Like it may, it's, you know, right across the board where somebody can pick up the sheet and say, okay, it's 12 cents a square foot, and that's the way I pay. And they understand that. So we'd like to make the recommendation to change this on the transportation checklist, the transportation sheet, as far as the price, and to go with 12 cents for residents and 15 cents for non-residents.
That's good to me.
No way there, you know, I was talking yesterday, actually. We've got something concrete, you know what I'm saying? We've got something that we can go by and point at. There won't be any negotiations needed other than what size you have and this is how much you get. So I think it's a good recommendation.
Do we know how other municipalities handle it?
No. We're thinking of, we're going to do something for that.
One of the things that I found over the years that the more black and white we make our policies, the easier it is for our staff. One of the challenges here, obviously you have to rely on, you know, honesty.
Yep.
I can tell you it's even a challenge when, you know, we have a per bag fee,
yeah,
getting accurate accounting of the number of bags going in there can sometimes be challenging. Is there any way we can extrapolate that into, you know, additional sizes with a flat fee? So that somebody says they have a 20 by 25 rug, they're not calculating, you know, cents per square foot, we just give them a flat number?
We could do that. It's just that, like, what I'm gathering is that so this might be like somebody tearing up the rug in the house, and, you know, might be 13 by 20, or, you know, might be a room this size, which is, what, 40 by 50. Speak up, you can't hear me, and it's trying to resolve that issue where we're getting a flat fee for something over a 12 by 15 rug, and Ted didn't think we were getting enough money for it.
Can we grab on that? You say simplified, I'd say 1,000%. But the thing is, you know, if you have 8 by 10, 10 by 12, 12 by 15, you know, you're going to have a list of lines, all the different size things. That can simplify it with the square footage. Is actually simplified. And Ted said to me today, he said, the once over, let's listen down the price list now. He said the number of rugs that he gets at those difficult sizes, the bigger sizes, he said he's only had two or three since he's been there. So, I mean, you know, for as few as he's going to get, I think going by the square footage would be a simple answer to it, too, rather than have a menu, you know, 1,015 different size rugs. It's all different size rugs. I mean, it is. And I guess we're going to have to maybe hold people that we ask them how much size they're putting in. You know, there's only something I get by 10, they got a truckload that's, you know, 8 feet off the back of the truck, we know that's not 8 by 10. You know, it's got to be common sense. But like I said, a few times that we might take a hit, it might be easier to simplify it this way. You know,
well, it's my thoughts. Yeah, the. In the current schedule, that last number is over this. Do you want to have, like, another size up for the flat rate, and anything over that is a flat rate? If it only happens to a few times?
That's right, it only happens a few times. And maybe push that flat rate right up there. Right up there, where it
is. I don't know what the number would be, but as long as we cover our disposal costs, because, you know, the rugs are heavy when they get larger. Is Ted's concern that the number for a 12 by 15 rug is okay at $20? He's okay with that?
That's my understanding. That's my understanding.
Okay. So if it only happens a few times, I'd be okay, for simplicity's sake, doing $35 for over 12 by 15 for resident, and then, you know, 50 for non-resident.
As my old man, I was trying to resolve something that he thought was.
Right. I just, you know, when all I could think of is when you got 20 cars lined up.
Yeah.
And we're punching in, how many square feet you got? Just do a flat rate. As long as we're covering our disposal costs, we're taking care of our residents.
Yeah, I don't think it happens that often, so I mean, I don't, even if we did take a little bit of that.
Anything over that 35 for residents?
So.
Make a good, happy one for the non-resident.
So we'll leave the lanes at over 12 by 5, do 35 for a resident. And 50 for non-residents? Okay with that?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, that's
fine. Isn't that, like, any one of those dimensions is bigger than that? I think something's coming a little bit from the side of this, you know, didn't want to pay, but...
Well, again, it comes down to verification and...
And we're not going to have people pull up the stuff on their truck.
Right.
And we do have somebody that will work part-time to verify the service. So, somebody want to do that?
So moved.
Second.
Did you get what we're doing there, okay? Okay. Any other discussion on it? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries in that. So hopefully that'll make that happy. I do have another item. The town, under the leadership of council member Noonan, has been working to come up with a design which we could use for emblems on our vehicles as well as town flag. The town board has been active in providing input on what seemed to work, what didn't. I think we have it narrowed down to a couple, and I'll let council member Noonan
talk about that. I know I sent an email about some updates and some designs. There was one particular designer that continued to work with me, the other was Matt Thalma. So we have a few designs still. I know I indicated maybe we're getting closer to one, but we're not gonna narrow it down tonight. We still have a couple we want to look at and send out. But like I said, just a replay to how this went. Engaged a company back in March, early March. The way it works is you send them some pictures, a little narrative of each picture of the logo you're trying to create. And what they do is they turn it into a design contest, and they have designers all over the world. And we chose a fee or, somewhere a little over $399, a little more than that, not much more. And we chose that number because it allowed us to get the max number of entries to this design contest. I had a bunch of stuff that come through, offered feedback about some possible changes that we would love to see, and they continue to write back and forth. Some continued, others fell off. I know at one point I sent you all take a look at these three kind of thing, and I offered some feedback to all of them, and a couple of them, the way it works, they can withdraw their designs, they can not continue to be part of the design contest, and so now we've got a few, I guess ultimately we want to look at a little more in detail. And then, we'll go forward from there.
So yeah, I think if you want to send around maybe the top four or five, what I'd like to do is have the board members agree on three. We put it on the town website, possibly. Let the residents provide input to us on it, and that way they can say they had a hand in it. We just, got them to that point.
Sure.
And we'll bring it to the board, and if everybody's in agreement, we can move forward with the final.
Sounds good.
How's that?
Sure.
That
good.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
I know that's time-consuming to do that.
It's fun, but there's a lot of... Actually, a lot of designers are in countries where our language is not the same. So that was interesting with some language barriers at times. If I would say something, they try this. If it's more of a colloquial speech where I'm just... It's more casual. It came back something completely different. What I was expecting. So, things like that. So yeah, I think I'll send the stuff to out here in the next day or so.
Okay, great. Well, thank you very much for that. Before I go to privilege of the floor, any committee, any other committee reports?
I just want to touch on John and I met with the telecom with the Mr. Major, is that his name?
Yeah, for sure.
Insurance. And, being new, I didn't know what to expect. expect. I expect to make this go down and throw some numbers out and stop here with the guy, here's what you got. But he was so thorough. I mean, it was really an education for me. He was thorough. John asked some great questions. And I walked away from that meeting with him because he gave scenarios. Here's what you're going to need coverage for if this were to happen, if this were to happen. And I walked away from that meeting thinking and knowing that this now is fully covered insurance-wise. And I was also impressed with the need with the cost. The cost is more than reasonable. I know what I paid for insurance just to my house, and I know what that would be for the town's covered for. And I think we have super coverage, and I was very impressed with the presentation that Mr. made for him. So it was an educational for me, to say the least.
Thank you.
He's always been very responsive when we have questions.
Right. Okay, so I'll move on to privilege of the floor. Now that we have the technology available to us, where the public can provide comment, and anyone who wishes to address the board, the number that you would call in and they'll come to this phone here on my desk is 518-792-1030. Extension 222. It'll be privilege of the floor. We operate just like we normally operate them here. By resolution, residents will have an opportunity, or the public have an opportunity to speak for up to 3 minutes. And remind everyone to keep your comments germane to town business. We will not engage in personnel discussions, and once you're allowed to be live, please state your name and your address so that the clerk may have that for the record. Due to technology limitations, we can only take one call at a time. If you hear a continuous ringing on the call, that means there's a call ahead of you. We'll take them in the order that they come into town hall. If you stay on the line, we will get to you in that order. And hopefully things will work as planned. So with that, anybody from the public that would like has an opportunity to call into the town board at this time. And again, that number is town hall number 518-792-1030, extension 222. If not, we will close privilege of the floor. And I don't have any other business at this time. I don't know if any board member does. If not, I'd like to thank everybody for being here in person. And I think we got a lot accomplished, particularly considering that we did not have a meeting 2 weeks ago. And we're back on track. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? The motion carries. And to the public, thank you for